Oh, it's that favorite time of the day when you can pray that you get some in your life, some MMA. It's Mike Perilla, and I'm here with my daughter, and we're just chopping it up about Michael Bisbee. I love you. You do that to me, and I love you. Joel Romero with missing weight by a point two, but this is a continuous thing, ladies and gentlemen, and I really feel we need 195 maybe, and we need to do weigh-ins the same day of the fight.
Would you like to explain how that would change?
I mean, well, if you open up more weight classes, fighters can actually go into the weight classes that better fit their body. Yoel Romero walks around at 210 pounds, and he cuts like 30 pounds. If he weighs 210, 215, just to get down to 200, that's a 15-pound cut. Then he needs another 15 to get down to 185. He's basically cutting 30 pounds of weight. Like I said, weight cutting is that legal cheat. That's why Darren Till almost died when he went blind for a couple. These fighters are trying to fit their frame into weight classes so they can have any advantage they can think of, and it's asinine, but that's their choice. But if you gave them other weight classes, they may go there with less of a severe weight drain.
Yeah.
That might help. Weigh-ins of the fight, if you weigh in the day of the fight, there's very little chance you're going to have that big advantage to rehydrate.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Like, you know, they weigh in. If you're weighing in the day before the fight, you have 24 hours.
So, you know, get back a little bit.
Like, I am...
Because basically, you only have to dehydrate yourself like that until, you know, the weigh-in.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be doing that. If you're weight cutting, you're supposed to be doing that months. Like Eddie Alvarez said, when you sign the dotted line, that's when you got to start your weight cut. Like, if you're trying to weight cut 30 pounds the day of the fight, the week of the fight, you're asking to be hurt. That's how people... There have been fighters who've died.
Oh, yeah, because of dehydration.
Right. So, it's just, you know, like, give them more weight class. I mean, Dana White is now giving them longer periods to get ready for the weight cut. Instead of weighing in the morning, they're going to start weighing in the late afternoon. We just watched the video about that. Mm-hmm. So, they're saying, okay, that sounds nice and all, but it's basically the same allowance. The day before the fight, they get to weight cut. Change the weigh-ins to the day of the fight and add more weight classes. That's what I would do.
I agree with that.
My picks for tonight. First and foremost, I want to say that I hope that luscious, tall Australian thing called Megan Anderson, I hope she wins. I think she will. If she plays it smart and stays long range with Holly, Holly's a counter striker. Don't go in on the counter striker. Make Holly come to you. She falls apart. Holly's, you know, getting up there in age, but Megan Anderson, I know she's like a little, she's kind of like a, she got like a bird kind of gawky look to her sometimes, but I just find her so, she is so cute. She could kickbox me into oblivion. I wouldn't be mad.
Oh my goodness.
Wait! The Yoel Romero fight, as much as I was hyped for it, now I feel it's pointless because Yoel Romero missed weight. So if he wins, he doesn't get the title.
Really?
Yeah, and Robert Whittaker, if he wins, he gets the title. I've never seen that in a pro championship. In boxing, it's like, all right, well, that guy didn't make weight, but y'all still going to fight. But if he wins, the fight's not for the title anymore. So what are they fighting for?
Basically.
The UFC is, MMA as a whole has become such a joke. Because now they're making rules wherever they're picking and choosing, making rules. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's the Luciferian experiment in MMA.
Basically, yeah.
Do whatever
you
want. Mm-hmm. There's no need. There's no need to have any, like, you know, standards.
There's no standards, like, there's, you know, that.
Yeah, there's no lineage to it. Like, the guy's the champion. If it's not for the belt, he shouldn't be fighting.
Exactly.
What is he fighting for? And if Yoel Romero wins, they said that if Romero wins, they want him to move to light heavyweight to fight for a title, like a title eliminator. Like, if he beats another guy, he'll become the number one contender in light heavyweight because there's nobody up there. Light heavyweight is empty, so they're trying to grab wherever they can and make an arrange. And it's stupid. It's killing MMA as a sport has become horrified. It's like not horrified like a movie, horrified like a whore. Where for money, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Go ahead, run. I'll do it. Yeah. Let's make a Yoel Romero fight Daniel Cormier. Why? Never mind that there's that he's not a, he hasn't done nothing at light heavyweight. Give him one fight and then he can fight for the title because they're desperately trying to fill. They're desperately.
Yeah, I agree.
Cormier is about to fight Stipe Miocic for the heavyweights. Like they're just making money fights.
They're making the bad fights
just for this money, which I know it's prize fighting, but. Now it looks so stupid.
It makes no sense.
It's like in boxing, there's no such thing as that. There's no such thing. If the champion fights, it's for the title. If it's not, he's not fighting. Because what happens if Whittaker loses this fight? How stupid is it going to look that he's still the champion if he lost to Romero?
Yeah, exactly. That's why boxing has standards.
It has a lineage. You could see, okay, that guy's number one. That's why he's number one. He beat this guy, that guy, that guy. He's going to fight for the title. Okay.
MMA is just...
It's whatever Dana White and WMMG. But this is what happens when celebrities own MMA, folks. It becomes bullshit. Little Tay versus Rafael Dos Anjos. And who's Little Tay? It's Kobe Covington. Because now we know. That's all he does. He'll say the most outlandish shit to get attention. He is the Little Tay of MMA. And you know it's real because it rhymes.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
So, we're going to call him that. So, I kind of feel... As much as Dos Anjos looks like a killer, he's still in a bloated light. He's a bloated 165er. Covington's probably coming in at 180.
What do you mean by bloated?
Like while people weight cut, he just doesn't cut weight. He just comes in his regular weight. Because he was a big 155er. Mm-hmm. So he probably comes in at like 169, which is good. That's. But Kobe Covington probably comes in at like 180 weight cuts. So he's like has a 10-pound advantage over this guy. Never mind, he's younger. He has a wrestling base. I would love Dos Anjos to do the damn thing. But I just feel like he was given this title elimination fight because they kind of expect Covington to beat him. Like, they're just like, all right, he's been making noise. If we give him Kobe for the interim, it's for the interim. If we give him Kobe, Kobe and Dos Anjos have only had maybe 3 wins, and out of each of their 3 wins, they've only beaten one fighter of notable top 10 level. Mm-hmm. Dos Anjos beat up a burnt-out Robbie Lawler. Lawler's been burnt out since... Remember, folks, this is the most landed-on champion in the history of the welterweight division. Even when he held the belt, he was catching beatings... Like a heavy bag. It's just because Lawler was tough and a meathead. Like, I don't feel no pain. And he has heavy hands. He, you know, the fight with Rory McDonald. That was Jason versus Freddie. They were bleeding all over the place. You know, like, it was crazy.
He said Jason versus Freddie.
And, you know, like, Lawler versus Johnny Hendricks. You know, that was a switch hitting. They were taking turns. Like, Lawler has a lot of miles on that brain. And Dos Anjos took that. Also, Lawler is a primary heavy-handed fighter. He don't understand Muay Thai for the life of him. And what did Rafael Dos Anjos use? He lose that really low kick. Not kicking the thigh. He's kicking like your ankle.
Oh yeah.
And that worked. Someone who swings murderous intention in every punch. If you chop their legs, they can't swing like that.
They takes down their power.
Right.
Everything's in the legs.
Yeah, he fought Lawler smart, but Lawler was never like this Muay Thai proficient, multiple angles of striking, knees, elbows. He was more like, I'm gonna bash your skull in with my fist. And that was his approach. And, you know, Lawler may have had power and aggression, but Dos Anjos had technique and he had more tools. And, he wore him out and, he beat the brakes off him. Covington, who he beat? Dong Young Kim? Who's that? Stun gun? What has Stun Gun been doing? And then he beat up a 40-year-old Damien. I do one thing really, 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 really well, Maya. Super grappling ace, but on the hands, he's a joke. On the feet, he's a joke. And come on now. And that's Covington's claim to fame. Nobody beat, I'm sorry, that's Little Tay's claim to fame. Nobody beat Maya like I did. Yeah, because my man was about to retire, dog. You beat up my man that was already on the way out after, Woodley handled him after, come on, dog. And you ain't even, beat the brakes off him where he was bloody. He was out. You ain't finish him. That and I don't. The same thing with Woodley. You're not finishing Damien. I can't do nothing really well except jujitsu and backpack you, Maya. You ain't finish him. Don't talk to me, dog. You're not. You're gonna knock out Dos Anjos, man. The last time you think you knocked out was probably the lights when you turned them off, bro. Like, you're not. You're not a killer, man. You just talk a lot. Like I give him the fight, though.
I get what you're saying about like the whole Kobe Covington.
Yeah, little Tay. He just run his mouth. That's the Conor McGregor thing.
True. Yeah. If but I Conor McGregor backs up his.
That's another thing. People need someone in Kobe Covington, whatever his name is, in Kobe Covington's corner, need to remind him that there was never a video of Conor McGregor getting snuffed by a C-level old MMA, old UFC fighter in Crazy Horse, okay?
Like, Conor McGregor can back up his talk.
Little Tay got punched by an old fighter, Crazy Horse, Charles Bennett. He used to be, I don't even know if he was. Yeah, I think he was in the UFC, maybe at one point, or I don't even, maybe not. I don't think he, I don't know. I know he was in Strike Force, he was in King of the Cage, but Crazy Horse duffed Colby Covington, and he didn't do nothing. Kamaru Usman was punking Covington, and he was on the phone. Every time you saw Conor McGregor around other fighters, he was punking them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He was causing chaos. He didn't give... I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Do something. A fork and knock your block off. Like, Conor McGregor looked like the savage. Covington looks like a herb. He gets punked. That, like, you already know you're not really the bad guy, dog. You just running your mouth. That's where you're missing. Conor backed up his shit. He beat up a bus, okay? Conor beat up a bus full of fighters. And no one
and
jumped up.
Terrified Rose.
Okay. Rose Namajunas in the corner crying, like, I'm not ready for this. Somebody get Joanna. You know, I don't mean to, like, belittle Rose, but. Like, she talking about she almost didn't fight. It's like, dude, you should be ready to die. You're a warrior. Like,
and you can see in the fight, she looks like she's about to break down and cry.
But she still won.
She still won. I totally acknowledge that. Rose Namajunas still is a beast in the cage. But
that moment, she's like, I almost didn't fight. Like, why? Because Conor, like, I know, not even to be like, why? I get it. It's like, oh, wow. But that's the gist. No, first of all, but going back, Conor made everyone look horrible. Nobody jumped out. Nobody stepped to him.
That's the thing, yeah.
And I'm not saying that means that they were scared of him. Just in the visual of when you saw the video, you were like, yo, Conor's crazy. That just only solidified that he really... I don't give a fuck. That there's Colby sitting on his phone while Kamaru Usman curses him out. He got punched by Crazy Horse, and he didn't do nothing. Crazy Horse hasn't been relevant since he knocked out KJ Nunes when I was, like, in my 20s. And I'm 35. I mean, come on, man. That's the guy that you let duff in your... I mean, you... Someone tell this cat he need to step up his Darth Vader game, because he looks weak. he don't look like the menacing figure in the welterweights. So again, I'm picking Anderson out of just gorgeousness, and at the same time, I think she's longer, she's younger, she should have the tools.
I've seen her fight; she's actually really good.
Holly has the experience, but again, Holmes is she freezes in the big moments, and she waits too long. I think that, and Megan's long, she's long. That's a long 145er. I think if she uses her length the right way, she's going to give Holmes a lot of issues.
I agree.
I kind of feel Covington's going to ride out Dos Anjos and get the decision. Because you know Dana Light, he loves to hype his white fighters. We go back. And I'm not trying to talk that racist shit. But we go back to UFC's promotion of, okay, Chuck Liddell, Tim Sylvia, Rich Franklin, Forrest Griffin, okay, Randy Couture. Dana White loves his great white hype. Covington is first of all, he's a horrible shit talker. Brazil is filled with a bunch of filthy animals. Where's my belt? Tyrone Woodley, like, you sound like such a straight cornball. That's another thing Conor got over you. Conor got swag for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Conor got jokes. He got a little hood. Like, Conor, Kevin Lee, you trying to say how Conor steals the swag from the hood? Like, my man, he's funnier than you, too. Kevin Lee, another little Tay. Another take to Conor McGregor. Like, this is what MMA has now become. Everyone trying to be Conor. And it's just so fake and annoying. It's just... It's like, God, I used to love this sport. God damn, what happened?
It's just like, it's a whole drama, Chappelle.
It's like, So again, folks, am I, you know, the three main events, or the three main fights, I'm sorry, also, I'm kind of picking Curtis Blaydes over Alistair Overeem, because Overeem, all you gotta do is flick his nose and he's out. And I, not even that, I just think Blaydes will just handle him with the wrestling. Who knows? Maybe Overeem pulls one out. I don't know. He is the most legitimate striker in the UFC, lineage-wise, but my man's had his lights turned off more times than the clap-on. It's, it's like, clap-on, clap-on, clap-off, clap-on, the clapper, Overeem! That's it, man. Like, those are the fights I'm thinking of. I'm not trying to... Oh, CM Punk. Oh, how can I forget? That fight, I don't even know. I don't even care. I don't care, but you should be fighting in, like, King of the Cage, okay? You should be fighting in the Armory in Jersey City. That's where you should be fighting. Nobody cares about you, dog. Like, the only people that are watching you are those people who still believe Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant. Like, that's the demographic that they're trying to target. The people who actually sit in the front row and wrestle and be like, I love me, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, I grew up and realized wrestling was fake, like, around 10. So, like...
Yeah, you could just tell. They push themselves.
I stopped caring. It's sports entertainment. It's grown-ass men wearing spandex jumping around faking fights. That's, I mean, come on. And if you see CM Punk striking training, you strike better than CM Punk, Vivian.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
Probably.
You strike better than CM Punk. You're just more fluidity in the shoulders and everything. He look...
Looks stiff?
He looks like when someone... I don't know how to... I'll describe it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not, again, who am I? I'm some guy in his living room doing an MMA podcast with his daughter. But I would beat the shit out of CM Punk. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm fully, I would beat the shit. MMA, boxing, Muay Thai, I feel I would beat the shit out of CM Punk. And that, you know, maybe I won't, but I damn sure go on with the confidence like I would. I'd fight CM Punk for that paycheck.
I think so too.
Right now.
I think so too.
I mean, I'm walking around 170 probably, but I still fight CM Punk. I'm just saying though, like there's... The Curtis Blaydes fight with Overeem, it's a disrespect to both men that they're on the preliminary main event and not the first fight of the night on the main card. It's a disrespect. CM Punk, I can't wait till this is done. I can't wait till he gets... I hope Jackson wins. Just beat the shit out of him so we can be done with him. Because if he wins, they're going to try to have another fight with him. And there's no point. He's horrible. It's fucking horrible. And that's it, man. That's... Anything you want to add?
I guess, like, you know, I agree with everything Dad says.
Of course, because I feed her.
Dad! But anyways, thanks for joining in and listening. I appreciate it. And
we appreciate it.
We appreciate it. And, get back to you later.
And remember, folks, it's always better to be the predator than it is to be the prey. Giddy up.